Oh my God. Am I the a-hole for telling my girlfriend I would rather schmashter-schmate than have schmish-schmish with her? Hello, everyone. Welcome. How are you? You look so lovely today. You look delightful. I could just kiss your face. And if you're just listening to this, you are wonderful. If you're listening to this, you are wonderful, and you still deserve kisses too. This is me kissing you. Hi, welcome. I have my air conditioning back, which is a miracle. Thank goodness, because it's getting hot outside. I don't know if y'all know, but it's hot in California. The heat be heating. So thankfully, my air conditioning is fixed. My back problems have completely gone away. It is like the world is at peace. But we're going to destroy that by reading some Reddit stories. So let's get right on into it. Let's do it. Do it, do it, do it now. Look at it good. Read that Reddit just like we should. My, oh no. Why am I doing this? Why am I making this harder on myself? Ah, everything's falling. All right, we're going to look for some Reddit stories. Here we go. Am I the a-hole for telling my cousin, that's why you're single? Yesterday, I went to the beach with my aunt and one of my cousins. I'm the youngest in the group at 37. Today is my birthday, and we're celebrating early by going out to the beach. Drinking was involved, which is likely why it blew up like it did. Uh-oh. We had been at the beach for a few hours. By this point, we were debating on extending our parking for a bit more time. My cousin, M, male, starts loudly trying to get me to turn around and look at a woman walking by. He was saying some pretty vulgar stuff like, "You just know she likes it dirty in the butt," and other random gross comments. He was saying it loudly enough that she could hear, and when she passed us, she turned around and looked at us. So I looked at him and said, "This is why you're single." OP, you're not the a-hole. Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing behavior. He kind of laughed and said something to me in an attempt to clap back, but then he said, "You know, that's a hurtful thing you said, right?" I told him that I wasn't really concerned with his hurt feelings after all the gross shit he said while he basically was catcalling a woman walking by. This resulted in us both shouting at each other and just packing up to leave. After dropping him off at his apartment, my aunt, which is his mom, said I didn't need to be mean to him. But like, if you stand around shouting vulgar shit, don't be surprised, Pikachu face, when someone calls you out for it. Was I really wrong? Am I the a-hole because of what I said and because I didn't care about his feelings? Oh my gosh, you are not the a-hole. That is incredibly repulsive that he thought that would even be something remotely okay to say out loud in vicinity, in like public, near this woman. Ew, disgusting, gross. And I think you're right, OP. That is probably why he's single. Because he's crass and disgusting. Like, keep those thoughts to yourself, sir. Nasty. Edit. Not sure this context is needed, but I'm 37 female. I mostly called him out because I was just grossed out by what he was saying. Oh, yeah, definitely. Good on you, OP. Get him. Get him. Let's see what the comments have to say. top comment. It must be hard being the only decent human being in your family, not the a-hole. Yep. That sums it up right there. Can I ask the general public, the general DeLulu public, why do people catcall? Why do men? I mean, it's not just men. Sometimes it's women. But why does it work? Does it work? And why? Why do we do this? Why do we feel the need to yell and talk very loudly about attractive women or people when they walk by? And does it work? Has it worked for you? Because, like, what the actual fuck? Like, no. Stop. Anytime someone has ever catcalled me, it makes me uncomfortable. Actually, fun fact. Oh, my gosh. I guess this technically isn't a catcall or a fact. But I was driving my car the other day, and this guy drove up next to me and was like, "Oh my gosh, I have the same car in blue." And I was like, "No way. Oh my God, so funny." He was like, "Yeah, man, like so funny. Could I get your number?" And I was like, "No, No. And then he was like, oh, but like, can't we like be friends? And I was like, no. And then the cars behind him were honking. So then he like pulled forward. But the funny thing about that, I mean, it's not really a catcall, but like kind of in a way, because like he was hitting on me. But he's actually done that to me before. I recognized him from before. So, sir, if you're out there, please stop pulling up to me in my car and saying that. Please stop. You're making me uncomfortable, sir. But anyways, yeah, I agree with Top comment, and I don't know that there's much more that needs to be said on this because obviously this person is not the a-hole. And if you disagree, let's talk about it in the comments, because like what? 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 Am I the a-hole for offering a frozen dinner to an uninvited guest at a dinner party? I'm not thinking you are the a-hole, but let's read and find out. A couple times a year, I like to throw a nice dinner party for old friends. This time, I invited five people. Two were couples and one was single. Okay, two were couples, one was single. Got it, got it, got it. We have all known each other for around 15 years and get together maybe every 3 months. And I was making filet mignon and a small lobster tail with two sides. Can I come over? Can I be your friend? I don't want the lobster tail, but I'll take the filet. The filet mignon? Tell me in the comments down below, filet or lobster tail. Let me know. And do you want to go to this person's party with me? Continuing. I spent over $300 and didn't buy extra because they are served one each per person and are expensive. Well, yeah. Lobster tail, yeah. And filet, yeah. That's very expensive. As a surprise to me, the single guest brought along his new girlfriend, who I had not met or known about. I was nice about it, but upset because I only purchased enough meat and lobster tail for the guests who were invited. I talked to the friend. Uh-oh, my dinner's ready. I can hear it buzzing in the background. Oh, should I go get it? Let me go get it quick. Actually, let me finish reading the story and then I'll go get it. I talked to the friend who brought the uninvited guests and said that I didn't have extra food and the filet cooked to individual doneness. You even asked everybody how they want their filet cooked? Who? Hi, can I come to your house? Damn, I want to be invited. And lobster tail isn't something that can be cut up and divided or spread out between more people, and said that I had frozen pizza or another frozen dinner I could heat up. He was very upset with me and accused me of not liking his new girlfriend and trying to embarrass him. After his outburst, they left. Was I wrong? Should I have cut up the filet and lobster tail and spread it out between the extra person instead of offering a frozen meal? Let me go get my dinner, but OP, you are not the a-hole. Hang on. Hang on. Sorry, everybody, I had to go get my dinner. It's not filet mignon or lobster tail at all. But on the good news is I just took a peek at what everybody on Reddit said, and it looks like not the a-hole is the overall consensus, with the top comment being, no, you do not bring an uninvited guest to a dinner party. Anything other than slamming the door in the face was polite. Yeah, I don't think I've ever hosted a party where someone's brought an uninvited plus one. Like I kind of make everybody RSVP because obviously you want to make sure like you have enough food. I don't think slamming the door in their face is a good idea, top commenter. But I see what they're saying. Like I get the point that it's like you don't bring someone to a party that you didn't tell them you were bringing them to. Like that's just not okay at all. Like what were you thinking? Kind of thing. You know? Like that's not very smart. Silly. Another top comment. I suppose I didn't think of that. Oh, wait. Oop, here it is. Couldn't they have just shared the meat and lobster and eat sides? Bringing a person without notice is rude. Offering frozen dinner is rude, too. As OP said, they could have shared the friend's food. I mean, yeah, you could have. You could have. I don't know that offering a frozen meal is rude, though. I don't know. OP says, I suppose I didn't think of that at the time. I brought up the frozen dinner, but he didn't suggest it either. And then another commenter says he could have eaten the frozen dinner, as in like the guest that brought the other person, I think, or that maybe they're saying that OP could have eaten the frozen dinner. But I don't know. I think like they could have shared, I guess. But like I feel like filet mignon and lobster tail would be weird to like cut up and split. I don't eat lobster, so like that's kind of beyond my wheelhouse. But I feel like that's not like a shareable thing, right? Right? So I don't think you're the a-hole. In my opinion, I think you handled it decently. I don't know. I don't think the frozen dinner thing is that rude, to be honest. As somebody who enjoys frozen dinner, you know? Let me see. Ooh. Am I the a-hole for sending my friend home without clothes because she used my boyfriend's shower? I kind of feel like you are the a-hole, but I don't know. Let's get some context. 21 female, boyfriend is 27 male. I think she means I, 21 female, boyfriend, 27 male. Let's call him Corey. Friend in question is 25 female. Let's call her Vi. Vi and my boyfriend are co-workers and have been friends before I started dating him. We became friends loosely through him, and I'd see her whenever we hung out with my boyfriend's group of work friends. She got out of her long-term relationship a couple of months ago, and since then, she's changed up a bit towards me and my boyfriend, and I've noticed certain comments and body language that started to make me like her less. Oof. Okay. I think I see where this is going. Over the weekend, my boyfriend and I, plus a couple of our friends, went paintballing. Some of us went to hang out at my boyfriend's apartment afterwards, including Vi. My boyfriend lives with his best friend, let's call him Dean, 27 male, in a two-bedroom flat. This is important. Okay, so boyfriend lives with Dean in a two-bedroom apartment. Got it. My boyfriend has the bigger bedroom in the apartment, which comes with its own bathroom, while Dean has a smaller bedroom with a separate bathroom. But the bathroom is much more spacious because Dean's bathroom is out in the hall and close to the living area. When we have guests over, that's the bathroom they use. After all, it would be pretty weird for someone to go all the way to the end of the hall and enter my boyfriend's bedroom to go in and use his bathroom. Okay, I think I see what she's saying. I think I get the picture. Okay, so, bless me. It sounds like it would be strange to go and use her boyfriend's bathroom because it's like at the end of the hall, at the back of his room, instead of like the hallway. You'd have to pass the other bathroom to get to her boyfriend's bathroom. It's kind of what in my head the blueprint is formulating. So we're all hanging out there and people start to leave until it's just me and my boyfriend and Dean and Vi left. Dean goes to take a nap. I have to leave temporarily to run some things over to my office. When I'm out, I get a text from my boyfriend saying he's getting groceries before the store closes, and he left Vi to hang out at the house because she wants to join us for dinner. When I get home, Vi walks out of my boyfriend's bedroom with a towel around her head, evidently having taken a shower, wearing one of his t-shirts with no pants or anything underneath. And she says, oh, hi, like nothing is out of the ordinary, and goes to the kitchen and starts doing my boyfriend's dishes. Worst of all, when she walked past me, she smelled like him. The conversation went something like, did you use Corey's shower? Yeah, sorry, it's just a lot better. It's not, it's smaller and dingier than Dean's, it says in side quotes. Dude, what? Where are your clothes? Ugh, I put them in the wash because they got kind of dirty from paintball. Okay, do you have something else to wear? I have some clothes here. Do you want to wear those? That's so nice, but I'm fine like this. Corey's shirts are super comfy. Did you use Corey's bath products too? Oh yeah, I used his body wash and shampoo and everything. I hope that's okay. I start to get a little angry. I say, how about I get her one of Dean's shirts or something? And she refuses the offer. I tell her I'm not comfortable with her walking around in my boyfriend's shirt and towel and nothing else. Shower aside, she turns the sink off and looks at me like I've said something to offend her, and we start to argue. In this argument, she calls me insecure and says she's known Corey long before I got with him and he'd be totally fine with it. And I'm obviously still emotionally immature because I'm younger than them and couldn't act like an adult. I didn't really care. All I kept saying was for her to take the shirt off. The argument gets more heated. She calls me a bitch and says I'm entitled and that I'm living off Corey's money and I'm toxic because I'm always at his apartment spending his money. I'm not. I have my own income. My boyfriend just likes to pay for everything because he likes to treat me. Vi has made offhand comments about this before. Okay. This is starting to snowball. I don't think this was the way that this conversation should have went. I feel like Vi should have just taken the shirt off and like taken the hint and moved on. But now this is starting to get kind of ugly. Dean wakes up and comes outside. He sides with me. He's quite angry about this as well, which makes Vi Chastain. Chastain, and she says her clothes are all in the wash and she has nothing to wear. I say, I don't care. Take off the shirt and the towel and get the hell out. She calls me insane and insecure again and adds, I never got why Corey wanted to date a little girl. Oof, okay. I go to the washer and take out all her clothes and throw them at her. And Dean goes into his room to call my boyfriend. And I watch Vi change into her underwear. Then she says she doesn't want to put her jeans and top back on because they're soapy and soaked. And now asks for some of my clothes or Dean's clothes. I say, I don't give a f*** and start pushing her to the door. She starts crying and saying, what the f***? What the f*** is wrong with you? Oh my God, what the f***? I close the door on her. So I effectively ejected her into the street in just her underwear. Dean's on the phone with my boyfriend and relaying everything that happened. He's shocked and had no idea Vi was going to shower, let alone use his shower. When he gets home, he tells us that Vi had driven to the grocery store to find him. She tracked his location since him and his work buddies all share locations. That's weird. And he found her soaping wet and crying by his car. She tried to tell him that I kicked her out of the apartment naked and things like that. And he just said he had already heard about everything and tried to get her to go home before he got in his car and drove away from her. I'm sharing this mostly because it's a funny story, but also I've been known to get a little steedy and hard on people in these situations. My boyfriend got his boss to move Vi from his team to someone else's team so he doesn't have to see her at work. We're not having her over again. He was pretty irked and asked if I wanted to burn the shirt of his that Vi wore. Joking, maybe. Am I the a-hole? Oof. I kind of feel like you are. Like, I feel like you escalated things to an unnecessary point. I don't know, though. Like, I think she should have asked him if she could shower in his shower. I think it's a little weird that she like took the initiative and went and did that first. So in my opinion, she should have asked. But then following up with like, I think throwing her out like that was a little childish. I don't know. Am I alone in this? I wanna see what everyone else has to say, but the edit is here. So let's read the edit. I'm giving this post a little more context because I didn't anticipate it to get this amount of motion. My boyfriend and I have been together for over a year. Him, Vi, and Dean all work together on the same team. Vi is just as good of friends with Dean as she is with my boyfriend. My boyfriend had no idea she wanted to shower or wash her clothes or anything of that matter. She hadn't asked for permission or any of it. We also had cover-ups when we went paintballing, so none of our clothes really got dirty. I did not kick her out naked. I made sure she had her clothes with her and her bag. In addition, my boyfriend lives on a very safe side of town inside a gated neighborhood. She also had her car parked right outside. His team at work has each other's locations because of the type of work they do, needing to coordinate with each other during daily events. Plus, they're all friends. It's typically assumed they're not just stalking each other for fun when they're not working. We did not have a problem with Vi before. She's made one or two weird comments and has been coming over to my boyfriend's apartment more since her breakup. It wasn't anything alarming, but my boyfriend was keeping an eye on her and holding her at arm's length. For further clarification, there's some confusing wording when I wrote that she had no pants or anything under the shirt. I meant no articles of clothing, like shorts or bottoms. When I saw her, I assumed she had her underwear on at least. I later found out she was washing the boxers, or she was wearing the boxers and had put her underwear in the wash. Got it. I don't know. I feel like you're the a-hole for escalating it to that point. Like, it wasn't that deep, in my opinion, like her showering, but I would have given her like a stern, like, hey, you can't just like go into somebody's shower and then like take their clothes. That's like really personal and like definitely a step in crossing boundaries, in my opinion. But I don't know that throwing her out was the answer. But what the top comment is, so is Vi still single or what's up? Yikes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Reddit has deemed them not the a-hole. Okay. Another commenter says, I applaud you because you did exactly what I would want the person to do in that situation. So satisfying to read. Screw her. She really thought she could play y'all like that. Oof. Okay, so maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe I'm wrong. She straight up tried to pull a Kathy from The Office. You did good. She wore his boxers. She's completely out of her entire mind. Yeah, her. Okay, knowing now that she wore his boxers, that is a little crazy. That is a little, like, not Delulu in the cute way. That is a little, like, messed up. Yes, because I, too, find it super normal to share my location with all my work buddies. To quote Vi, what the f***? Yeah, that is so weird. Like, I would love to know what they do for work, that they have to have each other's location. Because that is weird. That's very weird. I would love to know what they do for work. And then, what would you do in this situation? Chat? Comments? Because, yeah, I feel a little bit like this is out of line. Yeah. Huh. I don't know. Let me know. Comments. Hit me up in the comments down below. Let me know, because I feel like this is a little out of line. I think taking the initiative and showering in your friend's shower is a little weird. Washing your clothes there is also a little weird. Like, I would ask. Like, asking's not hard. I'd just be like, hey, do you mind if I, like, take a quick shower? Cool, thanks. You know? Done. I don't think you're the... Well, I think you reacted in an a-hole way, but you're not the a-hole. That's my 2 cents. Ooh, I just had to take a second and go eek, so I'm starting to feel lightheaded. But okay, this episode is so choppy. Chompy's gonna love it. But jumping back into another Reddit to read, am I the a-hole for how I reacted to my wife's complaints about my work hours? How did you react? Let's read. My wife and I have a one-year-old. She has been a stay-at-home parent while I have worked full-time for the entirety of us having a kid. For several years, I worked a job with long hours and a far commute, to the point where I would not get home until 7:30, 8 p.m., often, just before our kid goes to bed. My wife would constantly complain about how much I'm working and how much time she has to spend parenting. And she had a point. I know it's exhausting. I do everything I can to support during the weekend, but during the week, she's doing almost everything. I recently changed jobs to be a lot closer to home, largely because I want to spend more time at home, support my wife in parenting more, and not miss key moments and milestones in the early years. On my first day in the new job, she texts me a rant in the morning about how I shouldn't go into work too early, how I need to set boundaries, and complained about how I left the house early, despite being over an hour and a half later than I used to. I replied that I'd appreciate not starting the day with that type of energy. Later, she suggested we go out for dinner to celebrate my first day, an idea I thought was nice. I got home over an hour and a half earlier than I normally do, but I got chewed out for quote-unquote working late and failing to listen to her directions to set boundaries. My point was that while I may not be nearly as hands-on as her in parenting, working to support the family is a contribution that matters, and that she should be happy that I spent an extra 3 hours at home that I otherwise wouldn't have had instead of complaining. I called off dinner as we were on our way out the door in the middle of the argument, and I said I didn't have the energy or patience to deal with this tonight. I put our one-year-old to sleep, and then we spent the rest of the night not talking. Ugh. Was I too harsh on her for her reaction? Was she being unreasonable? Do I owe her an apology? Does she owe me one? Am I the a-hole here? Okay, so this is a pretty common disagreement, I would say, amongst new parents, is that the one gets a job or like has the same job and the same work hours and gets to go have like their quote unquote normal life, while the other parent has to completely pivot and adjust their lifestyle to parent the child. And it's such an interesting shift in dynamic, you know, because like it's how it all like how do the cards fall? What parent decides to stay that they want to stay at home and be a stay at home parent? And then how does the other parent combat this by like making dinner or by like cleaning up the house in the evening? And it's such an interesting way that things go, because I don't think that either of them are the a-hole here. I think, OP, you heard your wife when she had said, like, there's too many hours, you know, like you're gone too long, and you went and got a new job, which I think is incredible. I think that's like a great first step into solving the problem is by stepping back the hours. But I kind of agree that the wife was a little bit of an a-hole by messaging you while you were at your first day at your new job. Like, the first day at your new job is like one of the worst days because you know nothing. You're just there to completely absorb, and usually they like kind of throw you to the wolves, so to speak. So I personally think her messaging you and being like, you need to set boundaries, was unnecessary. You could have talked about that in the morning, like maybe if you both had breakfast together, or like you're on the way out and she could have been like, hey, I'm really excited for you to have this really great first day. Maybe consider like setting some boundaries so that way you're not like overworking and we can see you at home more. We love you and we miss you and we want you here with us. You know, like I think there's always a way to say what you need to say in a nicer tone the first time you have to say something. You know, we don't have to be rude straight out the gate. I think personally, that's me. That's how I would have handled it. So I think her kind of like shifting the energy like that was a lot. But I also kind of think you're a bit of the a-hole by canceling dinner. I think you should have went and tried to make it right. I think canceling and not talking is not going to solve anything. But I'm curious if I'm on the right track. What do we think Reddit said? Top comment. I'm confused. Did you go into work at your new job earlier than required? Did you stay later than required? OP says, I went in slightly earlier just so I wouldn't get lost on the way and I could gauge traffic to the best route. But that was more of a first day thing. And then the original commenter says, that's totally normal. First week of any job, I've had to leave 15 minutes earlier than I thought I needed to gauge how long the commute would take and familiarize myself with the route. Another person wants to know, did you assist with childcare more than normal in those 2-3 extra hours you weren't commuting? Well, yes, she should have given more than a day to communicate like a reasonable adult. I feel like I'm missing something here. Have you had conversations about the new position, what your hours will be, and what/how they will benefit your child? If so, what was your plan to the partner with her using your no long commute hours? If not, please make one and talk to her about it. Get a sitter or someone to watch your kiddo for a day and spend some time with her figuring out your new schedule. Plus go out to dinner. Yeah. Shutting down communication because you don't feel like it or don't make time for it tends to push buttons. Yeah. The no communication is a no-go. But a lot of people are not really saying who is the a-hole, and they kind of agree with me where it's like you both made choices and you both just need to talk and communicate as much as you can, because otherwise then you're both just going to keep holding resentment towards each other is kind of the consensus in the chat here. That's my question, says another person. Also, on the first day, when you don't know what you're doing, is it really such a bad thing, assuming it's not excessive on the other end? Yeah. I mean, I don't like not knowing what I'm doing. It's kind of a lot. It's kind of scary. Ooh, here we go. Another top comment says, I think she may need to consider going back to work, and you both need to consider childcare. Not a bad idea. Someone comments below that, yes, absolutely. She needs to put her kids in part-time daycare or in some nanny share arrangements. I'm assuming they can't afford this. That's why she is a stay-at-home mom. I suspect she's exhausted and needs more me time and is taking it out on him because she thinks he isn't enforcing boundaries, which isn't the problem. I agree with this. I think she needs to go back to work in some sort of way of the sense. But I think also, like, to double down on that, it's her going back to work and then using the money to fund childcare, even if it's just part-time, just to get her out of the house. And so that way she feels like she's going and doing things, you know, if that makes any sense. What do you think, chat? What do we think? Am I just spitting randomness? Am I making any sense at all? Because I feel like I am, but, you know, sometimes it's tough when I do these Reddit stories by myself, because sometimes I just feel like I'm in an echo chamber of, like, my own thoughts. So I love reading the comments on these episodes, because then I feel a little less like I'm not crazy or delulu in the negative way. But it's tough. I definitely think neither of you are the a-hole. You just need to communicate. Go on to dinner, and she needs to go and, like, work. Go back to work. Because I think, yeah, I think that commenter is right that she may be taking it out on you a little bit. Sips tea. But again, we don't know the full relationship. We only know what we're given on Reddit, which is both good and bad and interesting. So, yeah, it's interesting.
The tea is hot. The tea is hot. Or is the tea hot? It's tough to say.
Oh my God. Am I the a-hole for telling my girlfriend I would rather schmash to schmate than have schmish with her? We gotta read this one. I'm sorry. Oh my God. Should I save this for Patreon? This one is so good. I might have to save this for a Patreon episode. I'm gonna save it for Patreon. Be sure to go subscribe to our Patreon. It's literally what keeps the lights on this channel because I don't make a lot of money doing this on my own with Cosmo. We're not rolling in the dough, so to speak. We are actually rolling in the bills, the electric bills. So yeah, consider joining the Patreon. And I'm saving this one for Patreon. I'm gonna do it because this is a good one. This is a really spicy one. Let me see if I can. Yeah. Because, yeah, that one, I want to be able to, like, read the full thing, full send. That's a good one. All right, here we go. I just found two really spicy ones. Okay, they're going on Patreon, all right? Am I the a-hole for not being a bridesmaid? And when asked why, I told her it's not my problem she doesn't have any female friends. Let's get into it. My best friend's brother is getting married. I've known my best friend since first grade, so I was kind of adopted by association into her family. I was over their home often, and I'm still invited to their family events. Example, I've joined for their 4th of July celebrations. My best friend knows me longer than her has know her younger brother. I don't understand the example you tried to type out, OP, but we're going to move on. The younger brother is getting married, and he is marrying a woman named Clara. Clara is not a girl's girl. She fawns over the guys and will make backhanded compliments to put down the women around her so she looks better. All of the women in the family do not care for her. My best friend's mother, she is a lovely lady, has been having a rough time. My best friend tries to avoid her as much as possible, and I have seen her behavior. The recent issue has been the bridesmaid for her wedding. She only had one, and she needs two more to match the number of groomsmen. Oof. She asked my best friend and she agreed, but has not been able to find anyone else. Everyone knows why. It's because she's a bitch to women, so she doesn't have any girlfriends. She refuses to have guys as her bridesmaids, so she is stuck. Last I heard, she asked her boss and got turned down. I got a call from her and she asked me to be her bridesmaid. I told her no politely and I thought that would be the end of it. It was not. She ended up calling my husband to ask me to do it. My husband handed me the phone and we got into an argument. It went on for a while and in the end I told her that it's not my fault she doesn't have a female friend. I hung up after that. I'm being told to apologize by my best friend's youngest brother. I am not, and it seems to have caused more of the women in her family to speak out. It's now a big mess. I was told by my best friend's mom to not worry about it, that the blow up was going to happen eventually. Ooh. Yeah, I don't think you're the a-hole at all. Not at all. You don't really know this woman. You've seen this woman be not so nice. So yeah, no, you're not the a-hole. Oof. Top comment. How depressing to have to ask strangers to be your bridesmaids. Yeah. Yeah. I am very interested, like, because I've only been to, like, two weddings in my life. How does that work? Like, I know there's, like, a maid of honor and then there's, like, your bridesmaids and it's, like, your best friends or, like, the staples in your life kind of thing. But, yeah, I'd be really curious. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, if I were to get married, like, tomorrow, I think I know who would be my bridesmaids. But, like, I don't think I'd have enough space for all of them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because I have too many, like, really good friends. So I can't relate to this person, but I feel for them. Well, do I? They're kind of mean to women, so maybe I don't feel for them. Another comment is, and you could just not have bridesmaids. The whole wedding is just pageantry, so even more embarrassing to try to bully people into being your bridesmaid than not having them. Like, beyond dumb. have people do this obligation with a dress and commitments and pictures and knowing that you bullied them into being there. Yeah, just don't have any. Just don't have any bridesmaids. And don't have any groomsmen. You don't need them. It's fine. It's fine. You don't need them. You don't need them. It's fine. You know? That's my two cents on that. Should we do a Reddit reading about brides and bridesmaids? Is that the way to go next? Let me know, chat. Let me know, everyone listening in other areas on like Spotify and Pandora. Let me know. Well, everybody, that's going to be it for me in this Delulu Canoe episode. We're going to be having guests back soon. Thank you so much for bearing with me in the air conditioning. I'm so glad to be here. I miss you all so much, even though I didn't go anywhere. I've been here the entire time. But I'm so glad that we got to share this time together and be Delulu together. I would love if you sent me some Reddit stories. Send some spicy ones to me on Instagram, on the Delulu Canoe podcast. Be sure to go and send them there so then that way I can read them and do a whole episode with Reddit reactions from all of you. Or not reactions from you, but Reddit stories from all of you. So I hope you all will stay Delulu because remember, it's the Salulu. Bye. Guests are coming back. I swear to goodness, they're coming back. Now that the AC is back, I promise, okay?
Promise.